The Minnesota Wisconsin Sea Grant programs won a prestigious award recently for their work in identifying and mitigating corrosion to the port of Duluth Superior's infrastructure. Here to tell us more is Jeff Gunderson, director of Minnesota Sea Grant. Welcome to the Roadhouse, Jeff.
Well, thank you, Randy.
Hey, well, congratulations on your recent award, but before talking about the award, tell us a little bit about Sea Grant, what it is and what you do.
Sure. Well, Sea Grant is a federal-state partnership. We get two-thirds of our money from the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration and one-third from the University of Minnesota, and Wisconsin is similar. And we have a threefold mission. It's research, outreach, and education. And the research part of our mission is funding researchers at the university to look at issues and problems related to the Great Lakes and in particular Lake Superior, and even other inland water quality issues. So we fund the research. Then we have a staff of extension specialists that deal on a variety of topics. You know, we deal with maritime transportation, aquatic invasive species, water quality, land use planning. We deal with teacher training and K-12 education, stormwater, coastal storms, those sorts of things. And then the education part of our effort is every research project, we provide a graduate student that works on the project, and we feel like we're training the future scientists of America with that. So that's kind of, in a nutshell, what Sea Grant is.
And you won the prestigious Research to Application Award about something which I just find amazing when I read this word, iron oxidizing microbial biofilms. Yeah, and I was telling Matthew earlier, it sounds like something from Star Trek or something, but like from outer space. But so tell us more about that.
Yeah, well, it was really interesting. We got a call from the Port Authority many years ago now, and they said, we've got this accelerated corrosion problem. We don't know what's happening, but we need to fund some research to see what's happening, and can you provide some matching research dollars? And we said, well, what are you going to look at? And they said, well, we don't know, because it could be the wastewater treatment plant, it could be this DC power line that comes into Duluth, or it could be goose poop. You know, we didn't know. And so I think that's where Sea Grant really, had a role to play. We brought together an advisory committee from people from the Port Authority, Army Corps of Engineers, Natural Resources Research Institute, University of Wisconsin, and advisory committee selected this expert panel from around the country to bring in and really focus on what could be the research needs. And they came up with 12 possible causes and summarized broadly into things like water chemistry, microbial bacteria, stray voltage, and other harbor modifications.
So this accelerated corrosion, this was more than like your usual rust that steel would experience?
Yep. The it seems to have begun accelerating in the 70s, and they've looked at, you know, comparing newer installed steel with the older steel, and the newer steel is corroding, catching up to the old steel. And so you do expect corrosion, but not at the level that we were seeing. And it was, you look at the steel sheet piling in the harbor, which we have like 13 miles of in the St. Louis River Harbor, you would see these tubercles that would extend from the surface down to about 4 feet, or maybe 10 feet, but primarily the top 4 feet. And it was these tubercles that form over the course of the year that, the corrosion was taking place inside those tubercles.
Okay, well, what's a tubercle?
Well, the way it happens is the iron oxidizing bacteria and sulfate reducing bacteria are attracted to the steel, grow on in a biofilm there, and they begin the corrosion process. And it forms this tubercle, this bump, with a hard crust over the top, and then it becomes anaerobic inside there, and the bacteria do their thing. And then what seems to be unique in our area is that the ice scour scrapes off that tubercle, during the winter and the spring, and that allows copper to get into that tubercle, and that in turn causes the corrosion. And then the tubercle will form again during the summer, and the iron oxidizing sulfate reducing bacteria will be doing their thing in there. And so it's a real complex of microbial interactions that are causing this corrosion.
So you said something about 4 feet. Is that kind of because that's where the ice would form primarily?
Exactly. Oh, yep, okay. That's what we believe, yeah.
And is copper like a natural occurring thing in the harbor water?
Yep. And, you know, we thought, well, maybe that's the reason, you know, and our copper is much higher here than anywhere else. But it really isn't. I mean, the copper is in the water and it's at low levels, but it's enough to, you know, act as a help to the corrosion once it gets inside those tubercles.
So how did it become that you were able to narrow it down to this finding?
Well, we had some very creative and excellent researchers that Sea Grant funded, and then the Naval Research Lab did some research as well, and they were able to do some DNA analysis of the bacteria and identify some of these iron oxidizing bacteria that were responsible. And they, you know, they put out coupons, you know, just other steel pieces that they hung on the side, and that started to corrode. And then they could bring those in at different times and really examine these tubercles in a, you know, real micro level.
Wow. Is this unique to these iron oxidizing biofilms? Is that unique to Lake Superior?
It's not, and that's what I don't think we've, you know, answered the final question. We know what's causing the corrosion here now, this combination of bacterial corrosion, but we don't know exactly why it's unique to Lake Superior, because it's found in other places in Lake Superior, but Gene Clark from Wisconsin Sea Grant has looked at it in some of the places in Lake Michigan, and you don't find the same sort of corrosion with these tubercles that we have, and I'm not sure exactly why that is.
So, and then, like, I'm just curious if this is a Duluth Superior Harbor thing, or is it like in Thunder Bay, and is there other ports along in Lake Superior that have that?
Yep, it's been found in other places. It's been found up in Thunder Bay. It's been found in the Keweenaw Peninsula, some of the port areas or harbor areas over there. I know that Ashland now in developing their Superfund site has requested or required, you know, using some of the materials to apply over the steel sheet piling to protect the from corrosion.
Okay, so now you're talking about the fixes, right? So you've actually identified a way to mitigate this?
Yeah, and that is, you know, what Wisconsin Sea Grant contributed more to. In Minnesota at this point, but yeah, there's lots of different coatings and other types of fixes that were looked at. Some of those were wraps and jackets for both, you know, pipes and H-pile structures. And then they looked at coatings like epoxies, paints, and tars and that have been applied. And, you know, they're looking at something that protects from the corrosion, but it is also able to withstand some of the severe ice cover that we have up in our area. A lot of these coatings are used in other parts of the world, but they don't experience the ice cover that we have. So we had to go through and test some of those. And Wisconsin Sea Grant and some of the other Army Corps of Engineers and other researchers have been involved in that part of it.
So is the Duluth Superior Harbor, are they incorporating some of these fixes already?
Yep. From what I understand, these epoxies and paints and things have been applied to 26,000 lineal feet of sheet piling.
Wow.
And as a result, they estimate that has saved $39 million in replacement costs. So if they would have had to replace that, it would have been much more expensive than applying these protectants.
So, this award, then, that you have won, the Research to Application Award, is that something that's given out every year?
Every 2 years,
and has the Duluth Superior or the Minnesota or Wisconsin Sea Grant, have you ever won this before?
We have not.
Oh.
It's a relatively new award, and it may have only been given out twice before.
Okay. Well, it's congratulations. It's pretty nice to have been able to actually follow through and see the fruits of your labor, seeing these this project move
forward.
Yeah,
I mean, we're very pleased because, I mean, there's a Sea Grant program in every coastal state in the nation, including Guam and Puerto Rico. And there's some very, you know, high-quality research and things going on in these places, a very competitive process. So we're very pleased that we won this award.
Okay, and I guess here in Grand Marais, we don't have anything to worry about since most all of our docks and everything has wood cribbing. It's not going to... We're not going to have to worry about these iron oxidizing microbial biofilms.
Well, depends on... How's your wood cribbing held together?
Yeah, right, okay.
Is it iron, you know, pegs that hold it together? Hmm. Yeah, you probably don't have to worry. It seems like it's more in areas that are warmer. I mean, you're right in the lake water.
Okay, right.
And so as you move out in the harbor, out of the harbor, you know, and in Duluth, even as you get out on the breakwall, it becomes less as it's more predominantly lake water. So it seems to be connected somewhat with the tributary water that comes in. Although there was some corrosion noticed over in some of the docks in the Apostle Island.
Oh, okay.
And that would be the same sort of situation.
Well, we're speaking with Jeff Gunderson. He's the director of Minnesota Sea Grant. They recently won a prestigious Research to Application Award, finding a cure, or at least a fix to a problem that the Duluth Superior Harbor has had with their steel, pilings and docks and everything else down there. And you said $39 million worth of savings so far?
That's what we've estimated, yeah.
Wow, that's a big number. Well, I sure appreciate you visiting with us this evening, Jeff, and congratulations again on that award.
Well, thank you, Randy.